Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with organizer Tamara Gill about the Waco Sharing Christmas program. The Waco Sharing Christmas is going on right now, so what can you tell me about it?
This is the first year that we have initiated the Sharing Christmas program in its current form, and the Waco Ministerial, which is all of the pastors who are leaders in the churches that are in the Waco School District, are coordinating the efforts this year. For the past several years, our nurse Jenny Kaufman took on the role of making sure that families that were in need were able to have Christmas gifts underneath their tree. So our community has had a long tradition of helping support the families in our community. But since Nurse Jenny retired last year, we now have taken over the program, and we are including a lot more people from churches and a lot of high school students as well who have agreed to have an angel tree put up at the high school in order to be able to get children in our community gifts to put under their trees for the Christmas season.
Now, how many trees and families are we talking about here?
Right now in our program, we currently have 16 families signed up and 42 children.
So you have trees and presents for all of them, or are you still accepting donations?
We are still accepting donations. We do have a few more families that I need to find families or individuals in our community who would be willing to buy some clothes and toys that are suggested on their list for them. And the best way to contact me is my phone number or email address in order to be able to get the information out to you if someone is interested in making a donation to the families in our community.
So these families that are receiving the gifts are from the community, and the people donating the gifts are also from the Waco community. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How does it feel to know that area families are so willing to help out during this season?
I think it's been really encouraging over the last couple years since I've moved into the Wayland area that the churches in our community have continually been increasing the awareness of the needs that truly exist in our community. With Word Alive Christian Outreach Ministries, we've recently done some surveying and realized that about half of our students are on free and reduced lunches, which means that the families in our community really do have some great needs. And we also have a lot of families in our community that have quite a few wonderful resources. And I think it's just amazing to see how families that have the resources available are so willing to give generously to families who need extra hand, especially at busy times like the holidays. And so I think that it's a great encouragement for how we are sharing Christ's love with one another and reaching out in love to our neighbors around us. And I've seen that in countless ways in our community, including like the community Thanksgiving dinner, the Sharing Christmas program, the summer food program that was started this last year. There are just many examples of ways that people have started to build relationships and interact with one another in meaningful ways that help us to both be able to give and receive to each other. Families that give in our community receive special gifts as well. The joy of being able to give, the ability to learn a new neighbor. And so giving and receiving truly does go both ways in programs such as these.
Pickups can be done between the 21st and the 23rd. So where can people that are part of this program pick these items up?
How it's designed is that if a individual or a family needs Christmas presents or clothing or food, and it would be helpful to receive those at Christmas time, they can contact me by my phone number or email address. and I can send them a form that they can fill out. If a family is interested in donating items, they can also contact me, and I will share the information anonymously with them so that they can pick up the gifts and wrap them and label them with a number that's assigned to each person. And then I work out the details with those people as far as how to get the gifts from them. And also I work out the details with those who are needing gifts with how we can get those to them by Christmas time.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
I just want to say thank you, a deep heartfelt thank you to everyone who has participated in this program. The need is great, and that became very obvious as forms came very quickly back in once they were sent out. And we also have just had so many different individuals, families, the students at the school who have agreed to participate in the program this year. And I think it's a wonderful way to be able to share special gifts all around our community during the Christmas season.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Tamara Gill. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.